India is interfering in the civil war in East Pakistan. A request for some flying equipment. The story from ABC's Bill Gill at the State Department.
The government of Ceylon has asked to purchase 6 American helicopters. That request, according to State Department spokesman, comes as a result of the civil uprising in Ceylon. And it is under review now by U.S. policymakers. We're told that Ceylon's request for repair parts for helicopters purchased earlier was swiftly approved. The U.S. government, however, has carefully avoided increasing military weapons and equipment sales to Ceylon during its civil strife. A final response on the request for new helicopters is not expected for several weeks. Bill Gill, ABC News at the State Department.
That table tennis delegation from the U.S. now visiting Red China spent the day touring around Peking. The 15 Americans toured the Tsinghua Technical University in Peking and also got a look at the Great Wall of China. Postmaster General Winton Blunt announces goals of a faster mail service by this summer, including one-day delivery of all airmail letters within 600 miles. And Blunt says he also hopes to see two-day delivery guaranteed all over the U.S. for other first-class mail. It's now official, the next White House wedding will take place on June 12th. The announcement in Washington from the bride-to-be, Tricia Nixon, confirming the final date and time of her marriage to Edward Cox, Saturday, June 12th at 4 p.m. Airline stocks posted good gains this afternoon following word of fare increases approved by the Civil Aeronautics Board. Domestic airlines won 6% fare hikes. The stock market also posted healthy gains today. Dow Jones Industrials up 6.25, the market index up 31 cents. Volume, almost 19.5 million shares. This is Information Radio News. Reports from London indicate Queen Elizabeth may be getting some financial help. The British Parliament is said to be thinking of considering a royal pay raise when Parliament reconvenes next week. The Queen gets a little over $1 million a year now, but about one-tenth of that goes to pay expenses and salaries to run Buckingham Palace. The plight of the British royalty first came to light about a year and a half ago. That's when Prince Philip told some American newsmen that things are so tight in London, he had to sell his yacht and give up playing polo. I'm Doug Poling in New York, and that's the news. Hear news of the hour, on the hour, throughout the day from American Information Radio. A service of ABC News.
And at 4:05, this is Harv Morgan here in San Francisco. Continuing now with KGO News Beat, more than 3 full hours of all the news around the Bay, the state, and the world. During the course of this next 3 hours, we'll be checking in with some frequency with Lou Hurley and Dale Kuhn's up in the Hurley Bird, and also keeping you abreast of the information regarding the weather from Peter Giddings, KGO's environmentalist. I'll have news around the Bay Area and on the statewide scene, and we'll also cover the world and the nation. Sports coming up with Jack Drees.
Photo flash cubes can't tell how close anybody is. That's why some of your flash shots may come out too light and some too dark. Introducing Focused Flash on the new Polaroid 400 Land cameras. Focused Flash, a new system that controls the light on your subject for any distance. Soft, flattering light up close, ideal light as far back as 10 feet. And it's automatic as you focus the camera. Focused Flash, the latest idea from Polaroid.
This is Jack Drees looking into sports. On June 22nd last year, Rod Carew, Minnesota Twins second baseman, was hot after his second straight batting championship with a .376 average. On that day, a collision at second base tore up his knee, sidelined him for virtually the rest of the season. Now he's back after knee surgery. He's gotten his first base hits of the year after a slow start. And I asked Rod how the recuperation is going.
Well, Jack, right now the leg feels good. You know, I have no complaints. Dr. Fallon, the team physician, did a good job. And I went to spring training, and, you know, with the idea of working hard and trying to rebuild the knee. And I was looking for some problems. I was looking for a lot of swelling and stuff. But it came around pretty good. And right now, I'm not too concerned about it. And I think mostly worried about, hitting and breaking away from the plate right now.
So many athletes, when they come back from knee surgery, go through a period of mental readjustment. They're just a little afraid to really test that knee. Has that been a factor at all to you?
Well, I don't think so, Jack. I think in spring training, we played the Giants, the Tokyo Giants, and I had a chance to really let it out all the way from home to third. And it felt good, and I've been able to slide hard on it, and it hasn't hurt or anything so far.
More sports in a moment.
Pittsburgh Paints, a product of PPG Industries, Theater of the Air, presents Moby Dick.
Keep a sharp eye, lads, for somewhere lurks the great white whale we chase.
Aye, aye, sir.
And I shall not rest until the sweet taste of vengeance is mine.
There she blows!
It's Moby Dick. Aye, it's the great white whale, all right.
Wait a minute, sir.
Reach alas to the sun, Moby Dick. Thine hour and thy harpoon are at hand.
Captain Ahab, sir, can you hold it a minute?
What?
How do you know that's really Moby Dick?
Can you not see the white monster spouting to starboard?
Really? Would you call that white?
Lower the boats!
Hold it. Hold the boats! Now, that's where a lot of people make their mistakes, see? You realize how many shades of white there are?
Stand aside, I say.
Look at these paint chips from Pittsburgh Paint. 720 colors. See all these different whites?
What?
Hold them up to the whale. Hold them up to the whale. See, there's Snowberry, Dover White,
you,
Colonial White.
You show me paint chips at this moment of destiny.
Well, after 40 years, you want to be sure you have the right whale.
The right?
Look, he's not even oyster.
We've lost him, Captain Ahab. The white whale is gone.
Gee, that's a pity. He wasn't really white, though. He was more of a mushroom. See here?
He was white!
No, your face is white, except for those little veins standing up. But he was...
Aye, let's see how you like the color of the brick.
I hate it. It can really stand a little Pittsburgh paint.
I'll see you in irons.
You see it in iron? I see it more of an aquamarine.
Now back with twin star Rod Carew. Rod, have you made any changes in your stride, weight of the bat, because of knee surgery?
Well, I started the season off using a much lighter bat, but now, after the first couple times up yesterday, I thought I was swinging too hard, so I'm going back to using a 36-ounce bat that I used the last couple of years.
We also hear so much about the kind of torturous rehabilitation program an athlete has to put himself through after knee surgery. Have you had a tough off-season getting that leg back in shape?
Well, I did, Jack. I had to be at the hospital every day to work hard. This is the only way you can get it done. You know, there's some days that you don't want to work getting your leg back in shape, but you just have to go out there and work as hard as the doctor or whoever's taking care of you want to work. So I went out there at least twice a day, and I did a lot of weightlifting, and I also did a lot of running.
So, Rod, with you coming along in good shape, how do the chances of the Twins repeating their divisional championship look to you?
Well, I think we've got a pretty good chance, but you got to look at a lot of these ball clubs. You take the White Sox, they've done a lot of rehabilitating right now, the California Angels and also the Oakland A's. And I think it's going to be a much tougher race this year in our division. Milwaukee, they have quite a few good ball players over there. And as for Kansas City, whenever we go into Kansas City, it's always they always give us a tough time. It's always hard to beat these guys. And I think with the expansion clubs, I think it's going to be a pretty good race this coming season.
Rod Carew, all-star second baseman for the Minnesota Twins. That's a look into sports. I'm Jack Dries.
Hertz, the number one rent-a-car company in the world, has another number, 800-654-3131. It's the Hertz Worldwide Reservations number, and you can call any time, day or night, to reserve one of our quiet Fords or other new cars just about anywhere in the world. The number's toll-free, so the call won't even cost you a dime. 800-654-3131.
It's 11 past 4.
It was as easy to remember as our other number. One.
KGO News Beat Time. In downtown San Francisco, blue skies up above, and we have 62 rather warmish degrees. And let's check in and see if Dale Kuhns has joined up with the clouds. Dale, are you there? We will again make the presumption that Dale Kuhns is not on hand for his first report this afternoon, and bring you some news coming up after this.
Now, KGO's Community News Service.
It's 12 minutes past 4 o'clock, and there are some services going on around the community, which we will be glad to tell you about a little bit later. Right now, we have a story about a service that was performed last night, actually. Peter Cleveland has it. A very busy and eventful night for one San Francisco taxi driver. And here's KGO's Peter Cleveland with that report.
you'll find it in today's United States Army. Wherever you serve, you'll be moving up in rank and pay while you're keeping your country on the move. If that's the kind of a job you're looking for, today's Army wants to join you. Location of your nearest Army representative, call 800-243-6000 toll-free.
Sponsored by the U.S. Army. And now with that report on the cabbie, here's Peter Cleveland.
24-year-old Bill Smalling has been a cabbie here in San Francisco for about 2 years, and he's not liable to forget this past night for at least two more. Smalling tells me it started about 2:30 this morning at Broadway in Columbus, where a fellow was trying to get a cab.
He asked a couple of other cab drivers to take him somewhere, and they wouldn't take him, so I said, come on, I'll take you. So I went straight up Broadway to Steiner and turned left on Steiner, and let him out of the cab at 2221 Steiner Street. So he hands me a $20 bill, and I'm making change for the $20 bill, and I look up behind me, and the guy's standing there with a rifle. So I just take all the money out of my pocket and throw it on the ground and take off. I went to the corner and made a U-turn, and I hit it straight back for him. He got up, and he ran. And I got out and got my money, put it back in my pocket. And then I went to a phone booth and called a policeman. And I told the policeman this guy was in on it, too, the passenger.
Officers from Northern Station took the passenger into custody. Then, a few minutes later, Smalling says he spotted the man who'd had the rifle.
I seen the guy walking down the street, so I stopped him, you know, I started talking to him. I told him that wasn't right. He said, and done that. And I said, let me see the gun, you know. So I said, he said, do you want it? I said, yeah. So he took me, we got in the cab, and we rolled down to his car on Gary and Steiner. And he opened the trunk of his car up, and he showed me the gun. And I asked him, how did it work? Was it loaded? And he showed me how it worked, whether it was loaded or not. And after I found out the gun was working and it was loaded, I just told him, put his hands up, and a veteran cab came by and called the police for me.
Smalling's attitude toward the suspects might be better understood when we tell you he drives for the friendly cab company. Peter Cleveland, KGO Newsbeat.
It's 15 now past 4 o'clock, KGO Newsbeat time. Let's check in for stock market activity and business news. Bob Kinsman, KGO's financial editor, will be along very shortly. Right now, let's check in with Bill Fernell.
Apparently, investors on Wall Street have more faith in the analysts. Instead of a speculated sidetracking, the Dow Jones Industrials opened up and continued to climb throughout the day. The Dow Jones average of 30 industrials closed up 6.25. All brokers could do was shrug and place the finger on confidence of the investors in the economy. Philip Clark of Burnham & Company says he believes the market, for technical reasons, is close to a ceiling on a short-term basis, but adds he is optimistic about the long term. Clark feels the administration's economic game plan, which he believes will have the economy moving up this year and in 1972, has given a floor to the market. He says that even a major correction would not drop the industrials below the 820 level, which wouldn't be too severe considering the market's sharp run-up since late in 1970. The American Iron and Steel Institute reports steel production for the week ended April 10th totaled 2,932,000 net tons. This was down 0.3% from the previous week. The British subsidiary of Ford Motor Company announces it is raising its price an average of 6% starting Friday. Ford recently agreed to a 32% pay increase to end a 9-week strike at its British plants. President Charles McCoy of DuPont says the company's first quarter profits dropped 21% to about $1.50 per share. President Nixon has looked ahead 2 decades and set up a conference for November to discuss what the industrial picture may be in the 1990s. A monthly survey by the Purchasing Agents Association shows the members found the business recovery moved at a slower pace in March than it did in February. The survey also revealed 56% of the purchasing agents were pessimistic about the business outlook for the next 12 months. A spokesman for Ford Motor Company says a new division has been formed to upgrade customer services in Ford, Lincoln, Mercury dealerships around the country. The Civil Aeronautics Board has okayed a 2-step fare increase for airline coach flights, ranging up to 9%. It calls for an immediate 6% hike with another 3% in 50 days. A spokesman for Kendall Company in Boston reports increased sales of just over $58 million for the first quarter of the year. And the Post Office Department says starting April 22nd, it hopes to establish a next-day delivery for air mail letters to principal cities within 600 miles of the mailing point. Finally, Ampex Corporation of Redwood City, a manufacturer of recording tapes, says it is forming 3 music publishing companies. Donald Hall, general manager of Ampex Music Division, says the three companies are Sweet River Music, Clear Sky Music, and Deer Patch Music. He says all three subsidiaries will have headquarters in New York. Harv?
It's 18 now past 4 o'clock, KGO News B time, and just ahead, we will be getting that traffic report.
Extra care in engineering. The Chrysler Corporation. Where every 71 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler built in North America is built with torsion bar suspension. And that means extra comfort, extra safety, and
extra care in engineering.
Where every 71 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler built in North America is built with unibody construction. Extra quiet, all steel, all welded, all around extra strength. Its strength surrounds you.
Extra care in engineering.
Extra care in manufacturing. Example, every new Imperial by Chrysler is individually road tested before it's shipped from the assembly plant to you. The 71 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler products of
extra care in engineering. Chrysler Corporation cars.
See them at your Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth dealers.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
At 19 past 4 o'clock, Dale Kuhn's up in Air Force 2, has been having some radio trouble. Let's see if it's clarified yet. Dale, are you there?
Yes, Harv, we are, and we are still having some trouble with my AM radio, and it's going to be cutting in and out on me. I got my fingers on the connection, though, and maybe I can hold it together until we get through with this traffic report. We are right now at Ricardia Point, and we're looking at traffic around the Burlingame Avenue and the airport turnoff, and it is heavy for a Monday night. Traffic is slow, and bumper to bumper, I'd say, about 30, 35 miles an hour from the airport turnoff through Burlingame Avenue and Peninsula County Point around the County Point area. Other than that, it's moving well around Holly and Wilson Avenue and Millbrae areas. Excuse me there, I've got a little cold. Otherwise, that traffic moving nicely. We're going to check more heading into San Francisco. We'll try to keep everybody advised. Back to you, Harv, for more news.
How are you going to do your taxes?
Been getting it done by and kind of goofed it all up, so I went to Benevest.
Just their approach on the whole thing. They didn't mince words with you. They asked questions that we weren't even aware of.
Well, I had to pay quite a lot last year, and here this year I'm getting some back.
Benevest Income Tax. It's worth a phone call.
Sees a lot of wear and tear on the brain power.
There's still time. Call Benevest today. Dial tax 0500. That's T-A-X 0500. And now at 421 KGO News B time, this is Harv Morgan on this Monday, April 12th, 1971. These stories making news today. And after the Easter vacation is all over now, it was back to school today for San Francisco students. And also the strike was settled at the 11th hour to enable that to be true. KGO News Beat's George Ruge with the background. We will have Mr. Ruge with that report coming up very shortly. In the meantime, a federal court jury in New York City has acquitted David Poindexter of a charge that he harbored Angela Davis while she was a fugitive. The jury of seven men and five women returned a verdict of innocent this afternoon to Judge John Cannella. After deliberating 2.5 hours, there was a burst of applause from the handful of Poindexter sympathizers. Poindexter said, "I never had any qualms whatsoever. This was a minor skirmish in a big war." He also said the major battle was over Angela Davis here in California. Judge Cannella said that he was in accord with the jury verdict. Teamster leader James Hoffa visited his ailing wife this morning here in San Francisco in the hospital, and he flew east back to prison again. After visiting his wife, Josephine, at the University of California Med Center, Hoffa left aboard a nonstop flight to Pittsburgh. From there, he was to go to the federal pen at Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. There, he's serving a 13-year term for jury tampering. Hoffa was given that furlough last Wednesday, you might recall, to visit his wife, who's in serious condition with a heart ailment. Doctors say that she is improved today. And now with that story on the back to school, here's George Ruge.
San Francisco school officials reported attendance about normal as classes resumed following the teacher's strike. The agreement provided for pay increases, reduction in elementary class size through hiring new teachers, retention of teacher preparation periods, and binding arbitration as part of a revised grievance procedure. Both the American Federation of Teachers and the California Teachers Association ratified the agreement, but the CTA announced acceptance of the strike settlement with reluctance. Some reasons behind that were advanced by CTA Executive Secretary John Muir.
The way the initial budget cuts were proposed without any prior involvement of teachers, proposal of new, quote, innovative programs that were not well defined, with no teacher involvement, and proposed cuts in a number of key areas that were essential if teachers are going to be able to teach in the San Francisco schools.
And John Muir said CTA members will continue to negotiate on matters of concern.
We're going to continue to negotiate on a number of areas that were outside of the settlement itself. We do have our an agreement by the district that they're not going to modify these benefits during the next contract year. That was a key thing. Certainly school finance is an issue, and we're going to ask the legislature to up the amount that comes to San Francisco. There's been no change in the basic per-unit rate in San Francisco for the past 10 or 11 years.
California Teachers Association officials commended Mayor Alioto on his role in reaching the settlement, but indicated there is still much work to be done. George Ruge, KGO Newsbeat.
And more on schools. Remember the flack kipped up a few weeks ago when 125 school administrators were demoted in a huge decentralization move by San Francisco School Superintendent Thomas Shaheen? Well, tomorrow morning there will be a hearing on the contention by the administrators that their demotions were illegal. The attorney for the administrators explained why.
Our approach is that the action of the superintendent in seeking to demote 125 of the principals and vice principals on the basis of excluding persons of some preferred groups simply violated the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California and the Civil Rights Act.
Attorney Colvin for the school administrators. On the other hand, the school officials say that the demotions were entirely legal. Both sides will be heard at that hearing tomorrow morning. Eight Democrats, headed by Assemblyman John Burton of San Francisco, want to soak the very rich and to share the wealth. That's the essence of a bill they're introducing in the state legislature. Burton explained for KGO Newsbeat's George Ruge.
Presently, there are about less than 4,000 millionaires in a population of 20 million people. These 4,000 persons, who are less than 3/1000ths of 1% of the population, have better than 5% of the total wealth of our state.
The bill would limit the amount that could be inherited to $1 million and also limit the total wealth of any one person to $2.5 million. Burton denies that this puts the state in the position of confiscating private fortunes.
I think it's more of a sharing of the wealth. I think that it's economic equity. As long as 3,700 people have more than $10 billion, it makes it difficult for the rest of the people in California to accumulate any wealth. And what we're doing is trying to give more people an opportunity to make more money rather than restricting the opportunity to make wealth and accumulate wealth in the hands full of a few.
The assemblyman added that he considers this a moderate counter-revolutionary measure which could actually save capitalism by stopping the accumulation of wealth by the privileged few. And if the bill doesn't pass now, he says it'll pass in later years. Divers are searching for the bodies of an 11-year-old boy, his father, and an uncle. They're believed to have drowned in the Kings River just east of Fresno. Witnesses say they saw young Alberto Lorna of Kingsburg having trouble as he swam in the cold yesterday. It was a swirling current. They told officers the boy's father, Raimondo Lerno, and his uncle, 28-year-old Hernandez of Dinuba, California, jumped in at that point to try to save him. All three disappeared. And deputies are also searching for four men who escaped from the Santa Rita Rehabilitation Center near Livermore. The men were awaiting trial on charges ranging from narcotics to assault. They say the prisoners knocked a hole in the barracks wall and in a concrete wall, then escaped through a barracks boiler room window. Deputies identified the men as David Acosta, Dennis Calajas, and Leon Gray, as also Edward McKinney. 27 and a half now past 4, KGO News Beat time. Let's check in with our guy up in the Hurlybird. Here's Lou Hurley.
Good afternoon, and boy, it is a good afternoon. Beautiful one. We've got a little wind going over here in Marin County, or at least in southern Marin County, and up the Waldo Grade and on the Golden Gate Bridge, so we'll run up our small car warnings. Watch it if you're driving a smaller car, you can get bumping it about a bit. We'll find the wind velocity for you in a few moments and let you know what is going on. So a little bit heavy on the Golden Gate Bridge. Traffic is moving well, however, on the Golden Gate Bridge. There are four lanes open northbound, and things move well up to Waldo Grade, down on the other side, past Rodeo Avenue to Richardson Bay, on into northern Marin County, with no slow-ups at all at the moment. It looks pretty good right from here. See a bit of fog building up down here by Pacifica off the coast, and that's about the only spot. We can see the Farallons out there. It's quite clear, and some high cloudiness around the bay, but generally a very pleasant afternoon. That's traffic. Lou Hurley, KGO News Beat.
In the weather news around the bay, very briefly, we will have some clouds tonight. Earlier forecast had been for clear weather right through tomorrow, but now the clouds are heading our way. Even a chance of showers by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night, but clearing up by Wednesday. Right now it's 75 warm degrees in San Jose. That obviously is the hot spot. 67 degrees at the north end around Novato. 64 in the East Bay at Oakland and all around the West Bay. Redwood City, San Mateo, and right here downtown San Francisco at Radio 81. It's the cool spot, 62 degrees. Morning is coming up on the world and national scene with Bill Furnell. This is Harv Morgan, KGO Newsbeat.
Right now, at this very minute, millions of people who have bank savings accounts are saying,
"Ouch, that hurts."
It sure does hurt. To discover your bank has lowered interest on passbook savings way down to 4%. What can you do? Get mad. Move your account to Golden West.
Golden West Savings still pays a big, beautiful 5% on insured passbook accounts and a mighty big 6% on insured savings certificates.
Don't settle for lower bank interest. Move your account to Golden West.
Golden West Savings still pays a big, beautiful 5% on insured passbook accounts and a mighty big 6% guaranteed for 2 to 10 years on $5,000 accounts.
Golden West gives you even more. Ask about a free safe deposit box, free traveler's checks, free money orders, free notary service, free checking accounts through leading banks, free...
Golden West pampers its savers, and they love it. 18 Northern California offices, home office, Oakland.
People to People Radio 81, KGO San Francisco.
From the KGO News Bureau, a look at the world news, Bill Furnell reporting. Diplomats in East Pakistan's capital, Dhaka, claim up to 6,000 persons were killed when central government troops swept in to crush rebels. At least 24 entire city blocks in Dhaka have been devastated in the fighting. The eastern capital is described as a cowed and submissive city where thousands of families are still fleeing. An Associated Press correspondent, Dennis Neild, has returned to India with that first-hand report from Dhaka. The East Pakistan capital has been a city forbidden to foreign newsmen since late March. Neild reports that followers of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the jailed rebel leader, are being hunted down. Neild mentions many reports of summary executions by army troops in Dhaka. American ping pongers sightsee in Red China. That story in a moment.
Talking away, lucky discounts, talking away every day. Talking away and take home more for a whole lot less, for a whole lot less.
Lucky Stores takes the confusion out of food pricing. No longer do you have to stop and mentally divide or multiply as you shop. Every item at Lucky is individually priced. This means you can save on any quantity you choose, rather than having to purchase in quantities of three or four to realize a savings. So for single-item pricing, shop Lucky, where reducing your food costs is our business. The American table tennis delegation in Red China has spent its first full day of sightseeing. The group toured the Great Wall of China and a central university in Peking. Courtesy and friendliness continue to mark the Chinese reception for the Americans. Associated Press newsman John Roderick, traveling with the sports group, quotes a Western observer living in Peking. The Observer reports Roderick says the university visit was the most open ever conducted for visiting foreigners. That includes a tour last fall for a former French foreign minister. The Nixon administration has announced a $1 million experimental program to help some of the 350,000 unemployed Vietnam veterans find jobs. President Nixon says the pilot program will seek to acquaint such veterans with educational and job training benefits available and encourage them to participate. The president ordered officials to make the ghettos and slums the first target of the project, saying the veterans living there deserve an edge. White House correspondent Tom Gerald reports.
As more U.S. troops are withdrawn from Vietnam, more are returning home unemployed, partly because of administration economic policies. This problem for the White House is being approached today in a new program aimed at acquainting veterans with the educational and job training benefits open to them. In a presidential statement released to us here at the White House, it's pointed out that additional assistance already includes an increase of 35% in the GI Bill for education, plus special job programs and increased medical assistance. Economic policies of the administration have tended to increase unemployment. Now the president finds himself in the position of trying to meet head-on a problem directly related to his Vietnam policy. Tom Gerwell, ABC News at the White House.
The 14-month project will be conducted in 10 cities and states. Los Angeles, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, and Indianapolis have been chosen as part of the project. Other cities and areas will be announced later. An autopsy by New York's chief medical examiner shows that civil rights leader Whitney Young died as a result of drowning. The National Urban League, Young's former group, released the report by Dr. Milton Helpern. It contradicts the finding of an autopsy performed in Lagos, Nigeria, where Young died while swimming 1 month ago. Helpern, who made the examination at the request of Young's family, blamed the drowning and the death because of the absence of any other apparent cause. The chairman of Burma's Revolutionary Council, General Nguyen, has left India to return to London for more medical treatment. The Burmese leader has been en route home. He was in London earlier for 6 weeks of treatment for an undisclosed illness. The general has taken ill again in India. Doctors there say his illness is related to internal bleeding. At least 9 persons have been killed during the past 2 days of snowslides in mountain areas in Austria. High temperatures and warm winds set off more than 12 slides. Police say 2 women were killed today by a 600-foot-wide slide in Austria's westernmost province. The incident piled snow 12 feet high on a road between 2 mountain towns. A former top White House economic advisor criticizes President Nixon's multi-billion dollar tax break for business. Walter Heller says the plan could be inflationary and would actually hurt investment in the near future. He thinks it should be withdrawn. Heller, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under former President Kennedy, says, "This looks to me like the wrong time." He claims that doubts about the legality of the plan will have a chilling effect on investment plans. From the KGO News Bureau, that's an update of world news. Bill Fernell reporting.
You've changed. You're demanding a lot more for your money these days. And that's good for us at Chevrolet, because we've changed. For 1971, power front disc brakes are standard on every Caprice and big Chevrolet wagon. And Impala is the only car at its price that has them. And that's good for you. Just come in and compare Chevrolets to other cars. Your Chevrolet dealer's value showdown will prove how much more car you get for your money with a Chevrolet.
The 25 before 5, here's Lou Hurley. Lou Hurley, or Dale Kuhns. Is anybody out there, as William Saroyan once said?
Sorry about that. Just getting a report of an accident from our producer, and we're up here at 1,000 feet over San Francisco. We almost ran into a kid's kite up the sky. He's really got that thing flying this afternoon. We had a report of an accident northbound, north of 3rd Street on the James Lick Freeway. We're over the area now. I don't see any sign of an accident down below, but I sure do see heavy traffic. There it is. There, it's in the left-hand lane. Coming up near Silver Avenue, there's a backup in the area. No, that's not an accident either. I'm just looking down at this stoppage of cars in that particular area for no apparent reason. The traffic from the Alameda Maze at Silver Avenue all the way into San Francisco is extremely heavy and slow moving. And there's an accident reported on the Bay Bridge. I haven't gotten the direction in which the accident is as yet, but obviously it is going eastbound, and that's what's causing a backup clear back to here. The accident is one car blocking the center lane near Silver Avenue, northbound on the James Lick Freeway. The center lane and the extreme left lane near the divider fence is blocked. Highway patrol officers on the scene down below us. It is beginning to back up northbound traffic, so if you're coming up from 3rd Street, stay in the right-hand lanes. You'll be able to make it through all right. We'll get back and check that Bay Bridge and see what's going on there. We have a lot of cars still coming out of Candlestick Park being thrown onto the freeway. This and a northbound accident is causing a big hang-up getting back into San Francisco and getting onto the Bay Bridge. Southbound traffic from 3rd on down looks good on the Bayshore Freeway.
Lou, did Dale's radio go out again?
Pardon?
Did Dale's radio go out?
I haven't heard from Dale yet. He was not up. He had some problem with his airplane. I don't know what when he's going to get up.
But he was on a little earlier.
Oh, he was?
He had a little radio trouble there. Let's try and find out.
Let's see if he's there. Dale, are you there? And he's probably there listening to us in a very frustrated manner if he's having radio problems. So we'll follow this thing up and see what we can find out about Dale. That's traffic, Lou Hurley, KGO News Beat.
And at 23 now before 5, KGO News Beat time, Harv Morgan continuing with the news around the Bay and the state today. Illinois Congressman John Anderson has used Easter ceremonies in Pasadena to chide those who regard the resurrection as scientifically unverifiable. At ceremonies in the Rose Bowl, Anderson, a Republican, said, and we'll use his words, how strange in a day when synthetic life can be created in a test tube, when our feats of engineering astound the world, that some find it difficult to ascribe to God the power to raise his own son from the dead, and the end quote. Well, the man who won the recent Berkeley mayoralty election is in now with some charges of possible hanky-pack and the ballot counting. KGO News Beat's Jack Hines with that report.
Berkeley's mayor-elect Warren Widener says he'll ask for an investigation into the mechanics of last Tuesday's election. Widener's first complaint, the location of the tabulating equipment.
Considering the fact that there were several candidates running on a platform of reorganizing the police department, considering the fact that we had a proposition on the ballot that was going to reorganize the police department, and to turn around and to tabulate those ballots or to tabulate the IBM cards in the basement of the police department indicates to me the greatest lack of sensitivity on the part of the city manager and his staff.
Widener also says he was denied copies of computer tabulating cards and that he has been advised that Wilmont Sweeney's losing margin has already been cut from 56 to 53 without a recount.
I can't understand why the city manager was so reluctant to allow us to have the IBM cards that we requested, and I can't understand why it took me personally to allow us to get observers to watch the tabulation in the bottom of the police department. And I certainly can't understand how the election count can change. How can it change when we haven't been notified that there's going to be some kind of a recount?
Widener says he'll request an official investigation.
I intend to personally contact the Secretary of State and ask him to investigate the whole manner in which this election was conducted. I also intend to personally contact the state legislature and ask them to investigate the manner in which this election was conducted.
A recount of ballots in the mayor's race is expected to begin tomorrow after an official canvass of precincts has been conducted. Jack Hines, KGO Newsbeat.
The State Senate Finance Committee voting to allow Governor Reagan to deny automatic cost of living increase to California judges, and this despite the recommendation to the contrary from the legislative analyst A. Allen Post. A U.S. District Court jury acquitting David Poindexter on those charges of harboring black militant Angela Davis. He was sought by the FBI, and so was Miss Davis. A Superior Court judge ordering in San Francisco a retrial for Black Panther co-founder Huey Newton. Newton's conviction on a charge of voluntary manslaughter was reversed last May. 20 minutes now before 5, KGO News Beat time. Here's Greg Jordan with sports.
The stands could only hold 34,000 for the Giants' home opener, construction for the 49ers, you know, and the box seats were all sold out by mid-morning. However, it seemed that there were plenty of other kinds of seating available. The weather superb, clear skies and warm, with a breeze starting to kick a little bit just after 1:30. Conditions were just about perfect. The attendance, well, 29,847, is better than a kick in the head. But if the Giants aren't to have another bummer at the box office this season, something will have to happen to attract the fans in strong numbers on a continuing basis. Remember, this was an opening day. Willie Mays has never seemed in better form. The Giants have had some bright young rookies. The pitching looks good. The hitting is good, and it all seems to be there. Today's game, for instance, the Giants' Gaylord Perry started out fanning the side. Nine innings later, he did the same thing to end the game. He gave up only three hits, won a second game on the way to what could be another bright season for him. The Giants produced all five runs in the second when super sub Al Gallagher hit a two-run homer, Willie McCovey singled to score another, Dick Dietz drew a walk with the bases packed for run number four, then Padres starter Clay Kirby wild pitched the fifth run across. Perry was beautiful, 11 strikeouts and no walks. Not too bad for a poor country spitballer, as Astros manager Harry Walker calls him. Tomorrow, however, is a night game, not an opener. I wonder what the attendance is going to be. All of the games are at night in the league. Houston at St. Louis, Cincinnati at Atlanta, Chicago against the Dodgers, Pittsburgh against Philadelphia. In the American League, the A's sat in the dugout and watched it pour buckets at Milwaukee for 52 minutes. Then things calmed down, and Raleigh Fingers went on to post a four-hitter in the A's 5-0 win over the Brewers. Joe Rudy and Rick Mundy pulled homers in this good effort by the A's. Also this afternoon, the Angels got a pinch double from Jim Fregosi to tie the game at 2-2 against the White Sox. And then Sandy Alomar singled home Clyde Wright, who was running for Fregosi. That was the game, 3-2 Angels. Tonight, Boston at Washington, Minnesota at Kansas City. All-time leading money winner Arnie Palmer has become the first golfer in the pro ranks to reach the $100,000 earning mark for this year. His $100,828 is some $12,000 more than runner-up Miller Barber. Anybody want to learn how to become a pro golfer or what? That's sports. I'm Greg Jordan, KGO Newsbeat.
And it's 17 to go before 5 o'clock, KGO Newsbeat time. Once again, another check-in from Lou Hurley.
We're alongside the Bay Bridge at this San Francisco anchorage. I don't see any sign of any accident here, but I sure see a lot of heavy traffic. I see a Bridge Authority tow truck trying to get on to the lower deck, but so far, I can't see any accident. It was in lane 5, reported in lane 5, and that's the right-hand lane, but we're coming alongside the bridge now. We've left the San Francisco side and are coming up on the center anchorage. I still see no accident, but extremely heavy traffic and slow moving all the way to this point. We still see no sign of any accident, but extremely heavy traffic. Banked up all the way back to the Alamany Maze on the James Lake Freeway, and coming through San Francisco, the Embarcadero Freeway is back there, clear back to the ferry building, and quite slow moving at the time. Dale Keelan just signed on again. He had some radio problems. Dale, where are you and what's going on?
Good afternoon, Lou. We're back in here for the second time. The first time we made it down here around the San Francisco International Airport, and from South San Francisco through the airport turnoff through Burlingame and Peninsula Avenue around Cotty Point, it is extremely heavy traffic, very slow moving. Once they get a little bit north-south of Cotty Point, it does pick up and move. Well, we're back near right now. We're looking at Hillsdale Avenue and Ralston and Whipple Avenue, and traffic here is moving well, Lou. We're going to get our cue from you and what freeway to take, and we'll have some more of the next report. Back to you.
All right, fine. We're at Treasure Island now on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Still no sign of an accident, but heavy, heavy traffic here, and it looks quite heavy on the other side of the bridge.
Say, Lou, as long as you're up there with your view so great and everything, yeah. We have a limited view down here. How would you describe the day today? Clear,
well,
cloudy, or what?
It's some high cloudiness building up, although we do have a lot of blue sky, and there's a lot of wind going. I haven't gotten the direction of the wind as yet, but it could blow some stuff in. But at the moment, it's kind of warm and pleasant and just a very nice day with a bit of haze in the sky. It is clobbering up, however, at the moment, Harv.
We'll call it a sunny, hazy day then on Lou Hurley's Say So. 15 now before 5 o'clock, AGO Newsbeat time. Just ahead, Rukeyser's World.
Does F310 work? In a major test, motorists switched from the gasoline they had previously used to Chevron gasoline with F310 for 2,000 miles. Many of them were women. And after the test, we asked some of them what they thought about F310. Mrs. Donna Severs.
It seems to be driving better. It just made me feel more comfortable and more safe driving my car, knowing that I wasn't going to have to be stalled someplace.
Mrs. Fairfax Walkup.
The pickup was so very good. When you want to, for instance, get by a car, and you know that's another frightful point for women. And it would just scoot by, you know. So that worked fine.
Does F310 work? Mrs. Beverly Wagner.
And I told them that good news, I don't have to look for another car because it's performing beautifully.
Mrs. Gertrude Westcott.
It's a very smooth ride, and we are getting beautiful mileage.
Miss Vicki Dutton.
I trusted my car more.
F310, it works.
I'm Louis Rukeyser, ABC News, New York, and this is Rukeyser's World on the American Information Radio Network. I'll have a look at our income taxes in 60 seconds.
Bill Rosinski here with Sports Close-Up. We're talking today with one of the fastest termites alive, Willie Laserbeam Larson. How's it going, Willie?
Pretty good, Phil.
In 1969, you set the world termite track record with the 4-minute wall, right?
Yes, I did, Phil.
Till then, termite legend had it that it was not feasible to eat through a wall in 4 minutes, right, Willie?
Right.
Had any termite ever come close to the dream?
Well, 2 years earlier, a record of 4:03 was set by a Japanese termite, Cannonball Yamaha.
Oh, yes.
But they found out that he used used karate on the last 2 inches of the wall, which disqualified him.
Karate?
He worked out every day on toothpicks.
Have you any words for young aspiring termite champions?
Yes, I do. Eating a telephone book a day will keep the Terminix truck away.
Terminix, the termite control company with branches all over America?
The trick is to eat up the yellow pages so people can't find the Terminix number.
Sage words from a champion termite. So long, Willie.
So long, Phil. Don't take any metal nickels.
I don't suppose anyone has to be reminded what next Thursday, April the 15th, means in the modern American calendar. It's every bit as inevitable and very nearly as painful as March the 15th turned out to be.